Barry Soper, senior political correspondence with us. Hey, Barry.
Good afternoon, Heather.
What do we do about these kids who are so naughty that we literally have the worst behaviour in the OECD?
Well, you know, I'm tempted to say it's not like it was in my day. I mean, they used to bend us over and whack our ass with a cane.
That's right.
And I've got to say, I was bending over a few times, Heather, when I disagreed with what was happening.
You know, there are people who believe that corporal punishment does not actually lead to better behaviour later in life.
Yes,
and you are literally an example of that.
Well, exactly. That's why I'm such an obedient sort of a fellow.
No, I'm saying the opposite. You are bratty and naughty.
Well, I would have thought it reined me in totally. I mean,
jeez, I don't want to know you what know, you were like
it was
before.
Strict. When you were at school, it was really strict. And when you've got three quarters of teachers telling the Education Review Office that disruptive behaviour affects students' progress and two-thirds saying it has a big impact on the students' enjoyment at school, you have to say, you know, what's going on here? The teacher should be given more power. The government started, you'd have to say, because, you know, we're in a totally new era now. We're just post-COVID. A lot of kids didn't go to school during COVID, which is, you know, not a good thing. So the discipline of the school has sort of gone out the window. But cell phones are a big problem in schools, and you hear teachers always talking about cell phones. They've been banned now, and I think that's a really good thing. And they're looking at teachers' college and how teachers are trained. But you've got to put more rules in place at the school that teachers are allowed to exercise. And when you talked about that teacher that ripped headphones or whatever off a student, and, you know, it's inconceivable that he was reprimanded by the teacher's authority. But also, Freiburg School, it's okay to spit at a leader of a political party. I mean, nothing's happened to that kid. What's happening in New Zealand? I mean, the teachers should have much more power, and they haven't got it at the moment, and I'm sure in fairly short order they will get it.
I would hope so. Yep. I don't know. I'm not quite as optimistic as you are.
Yeah.
But in time, hopefully. Now, the greyhounds. What's going on here? You reckon it's actually eight countries where we still do the greyhound
racing? Yeah, it is eight countries. I can tell you what they are. There's New Zealand.
Yeah.
Australia is the biggest by far of any country in the world that has greyhound racing. There's the UK, Ireland, the USA. Now, the USA, they've only got two operational dog tracks, and they're both in West Virginia. 42 states have made them made it absolutely illegal. You've got Vietnam, China, and Mexico. And they're all operating greyhound racing. But, you know, my view is, and I'm really pleased that Darcy has got the head of greyhound racing in New Zealand on tonight, because they have been the authors of their own misfortune. You remember when Grant Robertson was sports minister, he was talking about them being on their final notice and the greyhound racing industry saying, yeah, we're going to make improvements. And then the racing minister at the time, Kieran McInulty, who was an old bookie in his day, he called for a report. That was delayed and then delayed again because of the cyclone. Nothing happened before the election. Now Winston Peters, I don't know whether you saw the quote in the Wellington Post today.
Said he knows more than Luxon.
Yes, I loved it. He was asked if Luxon was premature to talk about a ban, and Winston immediately replied, "He's got a minister now who knows more about it than he does." And it's probably true. Winston's been around for a long time, and I reckon that statement probably says it all, that greyhound racing will not be banned in New Zealand. And just for your information, Heather, there are 2,500 greyhounds that are racing in this
country.
Tell you
what, I'm serious about this. If we shut the thing down, that's a lot of dogs to shoot.
Yeah, it is.
Because that is what is going to happen.
Well, remember our old mate, the governor of the Reserve Bank, Alan Bollard?
Alan Bollard's
you see him
one,
walking, parading down Oriental Parade with his greyhounds, and they've always got a beautiful coat on them.
Yep.
And, he's adopted.
There are only so many people who will rehome these dogs, right? So
they're lovely dogs,
they
apparently.
They are lovely. Yeah, they really are. Yeah. Barry, thank you. Appreciate it. Barry Soper, senior political correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.